Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is. My hours are all messed up. Welcome, it's good to have everybody here. You know, I just want to say a word very quickly of thanks to so many of you have been praying for our family with the passing of Father Eric Peterson, my uncle. We have his funeral here this coming Friday at 10 o'clock. So thank you for your prayers. It's somehow ironic, I guess, with my uncle's passing. He was religious about working out every single day of his life. He was in amazing shape. Somehow ironic that he passed because I have a steady diet of cigars and martinis. I'm not really sure why I'm here and he's, whatever. God knows what he's doing, but that said, it's really very beautiful. I went and gave him last rites Thursday night and was happy that he's now with Jesus. So pray for me, brother. You know, one of the things that I've wanted to do, kind of a goal that I've had here during my tenure here, just under 5 years, is I always wanted to have a statue of St. Michael on the outside of the church. We've got one for the inside of the church, but I'm happy to say we will soon have a statue of St. Michael right out here before Christmas to welcome people. And that statue will be in honor of the people of St. Michael's for everything that you have done, certainly for me, but for this parish as well. So I'm going to put a little Santa Claus hat on him at Christmas, you know, and give him a little blessing, St. Mike's. You know, speaking of statues, in the year 1983 in Los Angeles, the Getty Museum. I don't know if anybody here has ever been to the Getty Museum in L.A., but at the Getty Museum in 1983, there was an art dealer, kind of a shady art dealer, frankly, who came to the curator of the museum, and he said, look, we found this Greek statue. It's over 4,000 years old. We found it, and we'll sell it to you for $10 million. True story, 1983. And it's called a choros. And if you're not familiar with that word, a choros is it's an ancient Greek statue of a male. So he said, you know, we found this thing. We'll sell it to you for $10 million. And the curator bought it. He said, sure, we'd love to have it. So they bought it for $10 million. And at the unveiling of this statue, you know, they had all the press and the media and all these cameras. And they invited this woman. Her name was Evelyn Harrison. And Evelyn Harrison was the number one authority on ancient Greek art at the time. So it's kind of an homage to her. They invited her. So she's standing there, you know, they've got all the cameras, and they take the cloth over the statue and they pull it off in this kind of ta-da moment. And Evelyn Harrison turns and looks at this statue, and she turned to the curator in front of all these cameras, and she said, I hope you didn't pay for that. Like right in front of all these cameras, right? And he just kind of stammers. He's like, blah, blah, blah. She said, you know, that's a fake, right? And he's like, no, that's not true. And over the course of 2 weeks, they did some research and they found out, indeed, that the Getty Museum paid $10 million for a fake. And they asked Evelyn, they said, how can you tell that by just looking? One split second by looking, and then she said two things. Number one, when a statue spends 4,000 years buried, it does not come out of the ground looking that clean. Number one. Number two, and this is why I'm telling you this story, she says, I try to keep an objective perspective on these things. An objective perspective. In other words, I look at things with a critical eye. You know, is it possible maybe that we can borrow some of that and apply it to the spiritual life? keep kind of an objective perspective when we talk about the fact that everybody here this morning is going through some kind of stress, some kind of problems in your life that can be, feel at times very, very overwhelming. We need to step back, I think, and keep an objective perspective. In other words, it goes like this. It's as if Jesus Christ is telling us this. He's saying, look, I have been through worse. You yourselves have gone through worse. If you look back on your life and everything you've come through, I mean, I'm with families all the time. I see what they go through. And Jesus is saying, I've gone through worse. You yourselves have gone through worse. You've been there. This is not your first rodeo. Give yourself some credit. You've been through worse, and the people around the world are going through worse. So we need to step back and say, okay, brave pill. I can do this. And then like 30 seconds later, like, no, you can't. You can't do this. You can't do this. Like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Attack. You know? We kind of flounder back and forth in our mind thinking, I can do this. I can't do this. I can do this. I can't do this. But Jesus is saying, yeah, you can. You can do this. It's not your first rodeo. Give yourself some credit. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus talks about this perseverance thing, right? And I have to laugh. I get a little scared because it says, and I'm quoting here, it says, all the hairs of your head have been counted. And I know if he was standing behind Father Ben, he'd be like, one, two, done. Okay. Right? But his point is, look, I've got this all planned out. He also says, if God knows how many birds there are in the world, of course I know what you're going through. You are worth more than many sparrows, he says. You're worth more than many sparrows. We need an objective perspective. He's been through worse. You yourself have gone through worse, and there's people around the world coming through worse. For instance, let me ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind. Let's assume that you're the VP of a company here in Memphis, okay? Very profitable company. Tomorrow, when you go to work, you're laid off. Next week, you're sacking groceries at Kroger. Could you handle that? Let's assume that driving home today, heaven forbid, you get in an accident. And next week, you're taking a Mata bus going down Walnut Grove. Could you handle that? Humility? Let's assume that you put all this time and effort into these kids. Whew. You're raising them up. They go off to school. They're doing great. They've got their own kids. They're doing great. And then all of a sudden, the day comes 45 years from now when they are helping you go to the bathroom. Could you handle that humility? You might have to. Let's assume that you're in high school and you're in the popular crowd and you know what? Everybody wants to be with me. I get invited to everything, loving it because I'm in that crowd. And then fast forward 20 years and the one kid that was never invited to anything is now your boss. Complete reversal of fate. Could you handle that? We need an objective perspective, or as they say in the book of Proverbs, pride goes before the fall, right? Because he's been through worse, you've been through worse, we've all been through worse, and there's people going around the world who are through worse. For instance, let me give you an example. Everybody's seen what's going on right now in Iran. In Iran, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, women are denied basic human rights. Small b, not even a big b. Basic human rights. And they have had enough, thankfully. Namas. But for many of us, we take this for granted. I saw this video this past week in Ukraine right now. I saw a video of a nun. It looked like she was in her 80s, and she's out there with an axe, and she's chopping wood to get enough firewood for her orphanage this coming winter. An elderly nun out there chopping wood so her kids don't freeze this winter. Now, I don't know anything, but I can tell you this much. I feel like I know enough about God and the Bible to say that the president of Russia will one day account for that, in this life or the next. You know, it's a perfect 71 degrees in here. I checked the thermostat before Mass. We don't even think about it. Do you know in this building, there's 9 sinks. There's 9 faucets. And any one of them, you can go and open it up and drink right out of it. I'm guessing that at your house, you probably have a few faucets you can drink right out of water. Do you know in Somalia, it's totally unheard of. It's not possible. Water. Do you know in India right now, the untouchables, the lowest class of people in India are considered the lowest class. They're denied basic rights to education. Many of us have been to private schools, and I'm happy. Here's my point. When we step back from some of that stuff and we keep the bigger perspective, we realize how totally blessed we are. Oh my gosh, how totally blessed we are. So in the moment of the intensity, we need to step back, I think, and say, you know what, my guy, he's been through worse, I've been through worse, and there's people around the world going through worse. I'll close with this. You know, my mom, I've been talking to her a lot this week as we kind of get ready for the funeral. And my mom tells the story of when my sister and I were little. And my mom was in nursing school at Memphis State University. Anybody remember Memphis State University? So my mom was in the nursing program at Memphis State University, and we didn't have enough money. We were living hand to mouth at the time. But she didn't have enough money to buy the school books. So she'd bring my sister and I into Tiger Bookstore off of Highland. And my sister and I would run around and play in Tiger Bookstore. And my mom would take the school book and she'd sit in there and do her homework. When she was done, she'd put the book back on its shelf. We'd come back the next night and do the same thing every day. We didn't think about it. I mean, that staff at Tiger Bookstore was so grateful when my mom graduated, man. Right? And I don't want to put words in my mom's mouth, but I can tell you, I'm guessing that when we finally had enough money for her to buy a school book, I bet she really took care of that school book. A different perspective. When we realize what we've been given, how we've been blessed. God's been through worse. You've been through worse. There's people around the world going through worse. Doesn't make it any easier, I give you that. But you know what? It makes it a little bit easier to know that God will give you the grace that you need when you need it and the amount you need it.